Leo, with Mars already in your sign, this is about taking action towards things that you have been thinking about and have been in halt or stagnant over the last couple of weeks. With Venus there, now it's really time to get creative, to be the center of attention, and to just call attention to yourself and to your work. This is a time that even though Venus is going to have some, you know, contention with Saturn and Uranus, which is totally fine, this is really a time where you can shine and expose anything creative that comes from you. Take advantage of it. Virgo, Leo is transiting your 12th house of unfinished projects, things that you're working on behind the scenes, and it's known as the house of undoing in the zodiac. I think far more than any undoing during the next couple of weeks, this is about something that you're working on behind the scenes, a project that you're getting ready to release or expose, or really taking a look at any insecurities that you might have that keep you from moving forward in something that rings true to your heart. Venus there is there to support you and to let you know that you've got this. And Mars there is letting you know that it's time to take action in spite of any fear or insecurities that may arise. Libra, Venus in Leo is transiting your 11th house of higher aspirations and community. This is a time in which you are going to be very popular, my love, and make sure that you take advantage of that energy in the best way possible, especially if you work for yourself, if you are a creative, even if you work for someone, it's a really great time to stand out for the right reasons. One thing I will say is that with Mars there, make sure that you are not trying to stand out for selfish reasons. If you work for someone, make sure that you're trying to stand out because you are a good worker, but you're also trying to bring something good to the team. If you work for yourself, obviously, this has to be in service of the people that you are trying to get attention from. One of the things that could come up with this is that perhaps you have a jealous partner who has an issue with so much popularity. Make sure that you talk things out with your partner and you let them know that they are the apple of your eye. Scorpio, Venus in Cancer transits the highest part of your chart, which represents career, social status, and life direction. This is such a great period of time for you to stand out in what you do, to really call attention to your appearance, to your talents, abilities, and anything that you expose out to the public. Look, Scorpio, you already have this attractive demeanor towards you with Venus and Cancer, with the cosmic lovers in that 10th house of social status, really, because it's the highest part of the chart. You have the opportunity to create opportunities for yourself simply by showing up to different places, being the charming you that you can be, okay? Understand that this is, if you are a creative, if you work for yourself, this is such a great period of time for you to really market your work, put different pictures of you up on your profiles. If you work for someone else, this is a really great time for you to express your ideas, because that is you expressing your creativity. And with Mars and Venus in that 10th house of career, chances are that what you have to say will be heard. And because Leo is a fixed sign like you, I would not be surprised if what you have to say or share, especially with the higher ups of where you work or expressing an idea for a collaboration, if this is something that actually turns out to be something for the long run.